We head now to Tipperary, to Tony Grogan's Suckler Farm in the Glen of Aherlow. Suckler farmers keep animals for the production of beef, not milk, and the distinguishing factor is that their calves stay with the herd and are fed by their mothers until they're at an age to be sold on. Tony used to be, in a previous life, an intensive pig farmer with 20,000 pig unit. Today he's a pedigree Angus breeder. Well, Hannah Quinn Mulligan went to meet Tony and to talk about the future of the suckler herd. They began in his woodshed, where Tony told Hannah about his family's history on the farm.
Hey Tony, how are you?
Hi Hannah, welcome to Glen of Aherlow.
It's a lovely spot.
Smashing here.
And what's this that you have in here?
Oh, it's just a bit of a workshop come, I don't know what else, just mess about with a bit of timber here.
It looks like a little bit more than just messing, because there's some very nice pieces of timber here. There's a lovely bench, and I notice, are those your initials that you put on them?
No, they're actually my great-granddad's initials, William Hennessy. We found his old branding iron for tools. Back in his day, they just make their own handles. And of course, it was metal. Everyone came in to help. That's grain or it's hay or whatever. Of course, they brought their own forks. But they wanted to be sure it took away their own forks too. So they were able to brand all their implements.
So you were able to trace it back. So how many generations have you have been
here? William is fifth generation here. His fifth generation, so.
And you're a suckler farming now. You have pedigree Anguses.
Purebred Angus suckler herd, yeah.
You were pointing out some bits of wood. Are you making your own owl boxes? Because you're in acres.
When I get time to do it. When I get time.
Right, you're going to show me this owl box and some of the Angus as well. So I'll let you lead on.
Lovely stuff. Right, Hannah, keep to your left. You might disappear there. This is the bottom of the field. Have to be prepared for a long winter here. Pretty steep. We're in a valley. The glacial valley from the Galtees. Half the Galtees were dumped here in this hill behind us, which formed this hill. So I have a dry mountainous field at the top, good field in the middle, and a bog in the bottom of every field. So basically, once it starts raining, September, October, November, they have to go in. So, by the way, we're just passing here, we're just passing the owl box.
Okay, look at that. And do you have barn owls in the area?
There were, definitely were in the locality. But again, a lot of rodents, bait put down, so it's killed off. We have buzzards, sparrowhawks, kestrels. I've seen a goshawk on one occasion. Spectacular flyers. But I'm hoping to get the owl in. I've stopped using rodenticide.
We'll talk about that in a minute, because you're part of the ACRES scheme, the new agri-environmental scheme. But first of all, just tell us, how do you farm here?
Roughly a 2024 cow suckler herd, purebred Angus, selling breeding bulls to the dairy boys and breeding heifers as well.
And are you a full-time suckler farmer?
I am, yeah.
That's a rare thing, a full-time suckler farmer. You don't meet many of them. Most of them are part-time, nearly all of them. I think there's about 70,000 people with beef cattle in the country, and nearly all of them are part-time.
Yeah, look, I'm part-time farmer, part-time dad taxi as well, three teenage girls, but... Yeah, I'm going to have to consider as well another source of income. They're heading for college now, and accommodation fees and prices are through the roof.
It has been the driest June and then followed by the wettest July. How's that impacted the farm?
Got my slurry out very early. It was lovely and dry. Well, got 50% of it out on my silage ground. Went to get it out on my grazing ground. Too wet. Even for umbilical, which we've changed to here. Fantastic system. Got my first cut silage done in April. Lining up lovely for a second cut and possibility of a third cut. Had hay in mind, and then it started raining and didn't stop.
And what's that going to mean? Are you going to have to buy in feed, or what's going to happen?
So I will target my better bales for earlier in the winter. And as the winter goes through then, once I've all the AI done, I just gradually introduce the poorer stuff.
Because you're quite a technically minded farmer as well. I know you're measuring grass, which is a rare thing too. Usually it's only dairy farmers, but you're measuring grass and you're in Gene Ireland to improve the genetics of your animals.
Okay, look, it's going back to my pig days and my pig training and my pig experience. We had to, in the pig game, we had to do everything and anything. Mill our own feed, do our own AI on the farm. You just had to cut costs. And of course, they ended up then with their price being cut. Deja vu coming around again with beef prices. you know.
Well, it's interesting because there's been a lot of talk in the media about beef prices this week, especially, I guess, in the run-up to Christmas. There's an idea that they're going to be quite dampened. I mean, general quotes now are around €4.60 per kilo in the conventional non-organic market. Mm-hmm. How would that suit you? Would that make ends meet on this farm?
No. I don't know how the lads in conventional are surviving, you know, but definitely not.
Because you're selling pedigree animals, mainly breeding bulls.
Yeah.
So even if you're in organics, I think the organic quotes at the minute are around €5.50 per kilo. If you were finishing cattle for the beef market in organics, would that make ends meet for you?
Very, very tight. Very, very tight. Like that's, as you mentioned earlier, why are so many suckler farmers have off-farm incomes? They have to survive.
We're standing by this bird box that you have up. That's under the acre scheme at the minute. I mean, there's a maximum payment. I know you're in a cooperative area, so you could get up to €10,500. So how much money are you getting from the acre scheme, the agri-environmental scheme?
From the acre scheme, 1,600 euros. That's all I can get.
And why is that?
Because if I take any area-based payment, that payment would be taken out of my organic payment. So I'm basically doing it for nothing.
And what would you have liked to see?
Look, there's an opportunity there for a scheme to reward excellence in hedgerows, excellence in biodiversity. Look at something that could be looked at maybe at some stage, or put a competition in for organic farmers. Because you can have a fantastic hedgerow if you manage it. But if you just abandon it, you're only going to get one species and nothing grown in the undergrowth.
If we lost the suckler herd, because we've been talking about it so much in the media in terms of the MAC curve, in terms of meeting emissions targets, what would the Irish landscape lose?
Take this area, we've three suckler farmers here lined up together. If they go out of business, it's going to have to become one dairy operator is about all that would operate in that area. Okay, everything's bulldozed, you just have a lawn there with two grass species in it.
I can see the whole thing upsets you though, because you're here on your farm and your neighbours are here in this kind of fairly mountainous area, and it feels like you're fighting to keep something alive.
Yeah, as we mentioned, we went back five generations there earlier on. I'm just holding this to hand on to someone, I hope. There shouldn't be a need for a cut to the suckler herd. Suckler herd is providing super quality beef. It doesn't have to be purebred Angus, like it's all the other continental breeds as well, and those farmers.
And you're the fifth generation here. Will there be a sixth generation?
Hopefully.
Right. We keep moseying on. See some cattle. Something a bit more positive. You're getting me to stand in a gap, I think, at some point as well, right?
That's if they're where they're supposed to be. If they're where they're supposed to be.
Hannah Quinn Mulligan with Tony Grogan on his farm in Tipperary.